Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm Dave and I'm here to talk about brain ball today. If you don't know what brain ball is, you need to. So here we go. All right, everybody. So brain ball is from Palos Sports. Tim Taggart and Palos Sports brought brain ball to their arsenal of great games from the makers of brain ball, who are in or from Poland. I met them at Shape Tampa, which just turned out to be a great conference, by the way. That was a whole other thing. But meeting them and seeing brain ball in action and then actually playing brain ball at Shape Florida recently has just been eye-opening to me. So brain ball is a collection of 100 size 2, I believe, basketballs that can basically fit in the palm of your hand. Size 2, I believe, or size 1. I think size 2 basketballs. And each basketball, there's a few different colors. So the main ones are green and yellow. Now, there's 40 of those. There's 40 of each of those, 40 green, 40 yellow. They have letters and numbers on them. Uppercase and lowercase letter, and then a number. So let's say they have A1, just to make it real simple. Like one of them has A1, another one has, you know, C8, I don't know, and so forth. They just have random numbers and letters, on those 40. Now another 20 are different things like addition symbols, subtraction, multiplication, greater than, less than symbols. There's some other ones like parentheses and the at symbol, I guess, if you're spelling out an email address or something. There's a few orange, they call them wildcards, which have nothing on them. They're just orange. And so you can use them as you please for different, you know, to represent different numbers or letters or things like that. So anyways, I wrote a grant for those and got it. They are, at the time of this recording, they're about $750. And they're only available at Palos Sports. And I highly recommend you getting these for your program because these are great for kindergarten through fifth grade. I mean, honestly, you go even higher. But kindergarten through fifth grade is a perfect age for these. So let me tell you about a few things that I've done with them so far. Now, what comes with Brain Ball also is a booklet of 100 games. And I've only kind of glanced through it. I've made a couple games my own. I've also taken some from what I learned at Shape Florida recently. So here's the ones I've played so far. This is kindergarten through fifth grade. We played a game called Number Tag, where I'll take kindergarten through first grade. If I had an 8 and you had a 1, going back to those two numbers, and we tagged each other just nicely, we tag ball to ball nicely, not even running around, just tag. And they're allowed to dribble, so they can practice their dribbling skills. They're allowed to shoot during certain games, but not this one. So they dribble around and they tag somebody. And so let's say there's an 8 and a 1. So they add them together and come up with 9. And then they go to somebody else and they add, I try to stick away from like zeros. All right, so that is a simple game where they just go around and they tag different people. And they're allowed to change the ball. The balls are in the middle. I made a little thing to keep them in the middle of the basketball court with a bunch of pool noodles I duct taped together to make a kind of a circle and a big circle, kind of like that would fit the middle of a regular basketball court. And so it holds the balls in there. Now I've also used a tug-of-war rope for that and just made a big circle out of it and then put the balls in the middle so they don't go everywhere. Just a little tip there. So that's one game is the number tag. Now, also with number tag, with the big kids, the older kids, I'd say definitely third through fifth, maybe even second through fifth, we did multiplication. So if you had a 2 and I had a 3, we tag, you know, ball to ball, and then whoever comes up with 6 the quickest gets the decision of either keeping their ball or trading the ball to the other person. They just keep going around for a little bit. And that's a quick warm-up game. If I have the group for about 20 minutes, we'll do that for, you know, a good 5 to 8 minutes, and then we'll switch to the word type games. So the word games are things like if I have a W and you have an M, and I'll just flip it around, you have to think of as many words you can at the beginning with an M, and I think of as many words I can with a W, and we do like a back and forth in Kagan, we call it like a rally robin back and forth, where we just talk about it. Well, I'll say, I'll say mammal, and you'll say weather, and I'll say man, and you'll say wet. And we'll go back and forth. I tell them to go like two or three times back and forth, and then they can switch the ball or keep their ball. Okay, they just need to talk about it. That's part of just talking and interacting. Okay, and that's definitely for the higher, the younger kids love it because they're increasing their vocabulary skills. They're increasing their dribbling skills. They're increasing their social, like, back and forth, talking to each other. And that goes really all the way to fifth grade and higher. But the little kids especially, because they're getting all this vocabulary, and it's just been fantastic. Now, you could change that with the big kids and do things like, okay, they have to be, food groups or foods, and they have to put them in groups or, something like that where it's more PE related. Or think of an invasion game that begins with your letter. Now, there might not be one. Or just any type of game or, something like that. So that's a second game. So we did word tag and number tag. And those are two of the tag type games we've done. The game we did for field day was actually something I just made up where on an easel we put words, two different words. We try to use holiday words. So we did like presents and gifts. But actually, we try to make them, I made them the same. The word like presents and gifts and the word holiday and lights, and then we try to make them equal. So if it's a six-letter word for the one team, it was a six-letter word for the other team. And they would go in pairs. We made four lines, so it'd be like the yellow team versus the green team, and they'd go and look for a ball, and then they'd dribble back and put it on their, the orange dome cones, and they'd spell out, holiday or Christmas or presents or lights or gifts or whatever it was, trees. And they wanted to see who could do it the fastest. And they really enjoyed that game. Now, the bigger kids, we play the same type of game, except we let them dribble, and they had to make a basket first. So that made it was even a little harder, added some more layers to it. And so you can modify that to meet the needs of your students and the age of your students as well. So those are three games already. And I thought of another one I'm going to play as soon as we get back that I'm really excited about. So the fourth game that I plan on playing, and actually I'm going to play lots more, but the next game I want to play is I will give them a target number. And I used to love to do this when I was a math teacher. I'd give them a number like, or they'd roll for it or something, where let's say it was 10. And they have to figure out how to get to 10, either by multiplying, dividing, adding, subtracting, whatever. It could be a long equation. It could be a short equation. And so I'm going to give them the number, and then they have to figure out how to get to it by, again, dribbling, by working together, by talking. I'll get them in small teams of probably about 4 to 5 people at the most. And they have to do the same thing. They have to get the ball, dribble down, make a basket, come back, and get to that number 10. Bring me a 5. And the next person brings me the multiplication symbol. And the next person brings the number 2. And the next person brings the equal sign. Something like that, where they have to get to the target number in any way possible. And so just some different things there. And I'm going to call this Brain Ball Part 1 because there's so many different games and so many different things I'm excited about to play. I really am. I can't wait. And a lot of them are in the book. A lot of them you could just make up on your own. But I really think you need to get a brain ball. So here is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, so your tip of the day is get a brain ball. But I'm going to give you a little help on this. Now, again, it's around $750. So if you don't have that in your budget, look for a way to write a grant. Now, we have a foundation that we can write grants for or to every year, and that's who awarded me this grant. I did the work. I put in, and actually, Brainball or Palo Sports will send you the research behind Brainball. It's pretty much guaranteed to help increase vocabulary, increase math skills, increase problem solving. So they will give you a lot of the research if you want to reach out to them or reach out to me because I wrote the grant. I can help anybody write the grant. I can show you what I have. I can give you what I have, the research and everything like that. So if you want to write a grant from Brainball or if you need the money and you can write a grant, please let me know at supersizephysed.com or my email's on there as well. Reach out to me and I will gladly help you write the grant for it. If you can find a place to write it, some of you have the budget. So I don't have that kind of budget. I have about $900 a year, so that would take up almost all my money. So I wrote the grant, and you can too. I'm telling you, you can do it. So that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody, thank you for tuning in to Brain Ball and to Supersize Phys Ed Podcast, say.com. Well, reach out to me at supersizephysed.com as well and for more information. And again, if you want to write the grant, let me know. I will be more than happy to help you. Come on, it's a new year. Let's get going. Let's get Brain Ball. Let's go, PE Nation. Here's a new beat for you. We'll be right back.